Tom, now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, the league handed down suspensions to both Lucas Sillinger and Northern's Hank Sorensen for tonight's game. I know the league automatically reviews all five-minute majors. What other plays can they review, do they review, and what's kind of the process and who's all involved in it?
Well, five-minute majors, all of them, you're exactly right, Schultz. Or there could be maybe a hit during the game, a contact to the head or whatever that maybe wasn't called, but they still can evaluate afterwards.
Who's all involved?
We have our referee in chief, you know, Greg Shepard, and there's, you know, and he bounces things off a few guys. He's got a group of people, you know, that are, you know, well versed in obviously rules, and I think he uses other referee in chiefs in college hockey and bounces things off them, and they come to a determination on these 5-minute majors, on these contact of the heads or whatever the penalty might be.
Is there an appeals process or not?
Not really. It's hard to appeal something that's going to happen tonight. You know what I mean? It's just hard, Schultz. There's no time. So, no, there really isn't.
I didn't get a real good look at either one of them last night. I'm sure you've looked at them. What did you see from them?
Well, I just thought, you know, the one on Owen was obviously that to me was flagrant. It was open ice. The puck wasn't near him. There was a contact to the head. He was in a vulnerable spot. So I just thought, again, that was he was in a very, very vulnerable position.
You've got a list of, I don't know, maybe 10 objectives, things that you want to accomplish every night. One of them is no retaliation penalties. And I'm not talking in specifics to Lucas last night. But does that particular objective go back to the RH days, or where did that one kind of become so important to you?
Well, that was back to the RH days, never retaliate. But I didn't have a problem with Lucas going in on the, you know, on the initial one when Owen got hit right there. You know, sometimes that's going to happen right there. Obviously, we'd like to have the 5 minutes, but I had no problem right there.
I don't know that I've ever seen a 7-minute penalty before. In fact, I had to look it up in the rule book to see which penalty was even served first, and it is, in fact, the major. You're going to need more penalty killers than a normal kill there. How did you kind of go about killing those 7 minutes?
Well, we didn't have to go 7 for one thing. We only had to go 5. That was the one thing because the 4-on-4.
Right, but you had to have a plan.
Well, I mean, what we were going to do was every clear. We wanted to make sure that we obviously changed killers every clear. That was the one thing, to try to keep our guys fresh, because if you continue on with a clear, a 10-second to 15-second kill could turn into a minute or minute 10. So you have to make sure you're doing everything in your power just to make sure that you're in good shape right there from to be fresh. So, and we only had 5 killers because and Sam Selinski hasn't killed a lot. So no, we were under the gun with Owen being out. So there was a lot of heat on us right there. But at least it wasn't as drastic when they got the penalty to make it 4-on-4.
Brennan Harris played a ton of minutes last night. You know, that recovery and nutrition and all that kind of stuff is kind of new. How has all that stuff changed, even from your days till now?
Well, these guys. I mean, they're tremendous athletes, and you hit it on the head. They're very cognizant of what they're putting into their bodies, and they train extremely hard. And you know, that's the athlete today. That's just the way the business works.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with Head Coach Tom Ceratori. Tommy, get Aaron Miller back tonight, but you lose both cylinders. How long did it take you to piece together a lineup today? And did you bounce stuff off of Travis and Gibby?
Yeah. No, we took a lot of time this morning to kind of talk about things. We always do. I mean, we want to be thorough. We don't want to be reactionary. But we only have, like right now, we only have 12 forwards, so it is what it is. I mean, we knew what 12 were playing. It was just how we're going to piece them together.
Every team wants to block shots these days. What are some things that shooters can do to increase their odds of getting the puck to the net?
Well, you got to have a little deception, that's for sure. If you can obviously try to, you know, slide the puck one way or another and try to bait the guy who's blocking the shot, try to bait him one side and try to go the opposite way. And you know, a lot of times you're going to have to still make an end wall play, whatever, just things like that. You have to have some deception.
A few years back, there was some talk of making leaving your feet to block a shot a penalty. And I'm glad that one didn't ever pass, because quite honestly, guys are blocking shots right now, standing on both skates. But what are some things that you would like to see at least discussed to increase scoring?
Well, not that. I think that when that was just, I think that was just beer talk, to be honest with you. But I mean, not that. That's crazy. How are you going to legislate something like that, too? What if somebody actually inadvertently falls?
Exactly.
No, those are just things that I think it's. I always say it's just beer talk, and people bring up things, but it's never going to get to the next phase of it.
Your power play has been a little streaky this year. What's it take to get more consistency there?
It's a good question, Schultz. It's nice to have some continuity. When you don't have continuity, it's hard to get consistency.
Being a coach is part teacher, part motivator, and heck, part psychologist these days. What's your read on your team today after last night and knowing how important tonight and every other game is?
That's a good question, Schultz, because I had a plan last night how I was going to treat our meeting today, and I threw that out the window, and I went and I did.